Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Chaf, and we are starting about a quarter of the way into the Amud with the words from the Mishnah of Loi Bechelev, and the Vilna source of Daf is on Tezayin Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marz Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe, her neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah said Loi Bechelev that we're not allowed to use Chelev fats to light our Shabbos licht with. And the Gemara tells her Bruna Amar Bruna says Chelev when dealing with fat, Matav Soich Hashem and Kol Shehu, one can pour a little bit of oil into it, umadlik, and light it that way. In this case, it will be drawn into the wick, and the flame will be proper, and so we have no chashashas. Now Yosi Bai asks the following question. Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to? Im machoi, if it's machoi, meaning it was liquefied, the fat turned from its congealed state into liquefied state. Afilu loynos on sechah shemen. Even if oil wasn't poured into it, one would be allowed to light an erev Shabbos. Because v'tani Shmuel taught, kosh matichin oisai ve'enoi karush, if it's matoch, means if it's heated up or if it's turned into liquid and it doesn't recongeal, machoi, that's considered machoi, it's liquefied and it could be used just by itself without oil. And v'mishaenu machoi, if it's not machoi, meaning if it's congealed, afilu noson sechah shemen. Even if he put oil into it, he still wouldn't be allowed to use it. So what's Rav Bruna telling us that if he puts oil into it, he's allowed to use it Erev Shabbos? Oh, we don't have an answer to this question. Now, also Rav Chananya came and he said the name Rav Bruna, who said b'shem Rav, chelv mahotach v'kirvei dogim madlikin bahen, fats that were liquefied and fish insides, those are allowed to be used to light Erev Shabbos. Now, the story, Rav Chiya bar Ashi, ani mesi kumei Rav, Rav Chiya bar Ashi was late in coming to Rav. Amalei, he asked him, hey Navisa, where were you? Amalei responded, by mashach tzayis, I needed olive oil and I couldn't find any olive oil to light my Shabbos licht with. Amalei, so he told him, v'lo havlucha kirvei dogim, didn't you have fish inside? You should have used that as your oil. Now, another discussion is that those who teach in a brisa, madlikin beneft, one is allowed to use neft, which is a highly flammable liquid, and is that those who teach a madlikin beneft, no using neft. Now, Amar Chizda, he explains, madamar madlikin, the one that says you are allowed to use neft, bahahen chuma, that's referring to black or dark neft. Madamar ein madlikin, the one that says you're not allowed to use it, bahen chiyura, that's referring to white neft, duhus hakana, that's very dangerous, it's highly flammable, as we said, and the flames can leap out, catch on the walls, and burn the house down, leilenu, and therefore, no using neft for Shabbos candles. And moving on to Halacha Beis, continue with this discussion. The Mishnah says, "Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yamtef." No using shemen sreifa on yamtef. We already mentioned this previously. There were not allowed to light tamid truma oil on yamtef, and that's because we're not allowed to burn kachim on yamtef. So the gzeira is the truma as well. Now Rabbi Shmuel says, "Ein madlikin b'itron b'nei chavad Shabbos." One is not allowed to use itron, which is tar, because of covered Shabbos. It smells very bad. Whereas the Chacham atir mechal shmanim, the Chacham allow one to use all oils to light with shemen shum shemen, with sesame oil, shemen agayzim, nut oil, shemen snainis, radish oil, shemen dogim, fish oil, shemen pakuais, which is oil that comes from the seed of some sort of gourd or squash, beidron with tar, ubeneft with neft as well. Rav Tafran says, a malikin el b'shemen zayis bovad, one is only allowed to use shemen zayis olive oil. Now we make an inference from this, habachal ilan akadamai, malikin, that's mashma that all the earlier things we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the ones not allowed to light with on Shabbos, one is allowed to light with on Yom Tif. We continue explaining the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, a malikin b'itron b'nechvad Shabbos. The question is, ma bin itron, ma bin kirvei dogim. What's the difference between itron and kirvei dogim? We had said right before this Mishnah, the one is allowed to light with fish insides, and this Mishnah is telling us the one's not allowed to use itron, tar, because it smells bad, but kirvei dogim also smell bad, so why is one allowed to use them? And the answer is, kirvei dogim calls manchein dloikin ein reichon ra. Fish insides, as long as they're still lit, they don't smell bad. It's only kavu, once they get extinguished, so then reichon ra, they have a bad smell. But itron, tar, bein kavu, bein dalak, reichon ra, whether it's lit or extinguished, it has a bad smell, and that's why one is not allowed to use itron. Now the Gemara Chavon Beis on top explains why the Mishnah had to say that one's not allowed to use itron mipnei kavod Shabbos. Shaloi timer, so you shouldn't say hoyle reichai ra, since it has a bad smell. Yeitan herchak arba amos, one has to stay 4 amos away from it. Lefum kain, therefore tzarich meimer, it had to say in malikim boy, one's not allowed to use it mipnei kavod Shabbos. In other words, if the Mishnah wouldn't have allowed itron because it has a bad smell, then we would think the reason why he's not allowed to light is simply because he can't make a bracha, because one has to stay 4 amos away from foul smelling things when making a bracha, and then one would draw the conclusion from there. The one also has to stay 4 amos away from Itron in order to recite Shema or Dam Shemana Esrei. And that's why the Mishnah says that no, it's because of Kavod Shabbos and not because of the Isser to make a bracha near it. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah of Acham Matir Mechal Shmonim, and the Braisa tells us B'Shem Pakuos, one could use this type of oil. Now Rav Tarfon had said, Eim Alikin El B'Shem Zayas Bovad, one is only allowed to use olive oil. And Amalei Rabbi Yechon and Nuri Al Raglav, Rabbi Yechon really got up on his feet, V'Amar, and he said, Im Kain, if that's really so that you can only use olive oil, Mayasu Anche Bavel, what about the people of Bavel? Shainlam El Shem Shem Shemin, that they only have sesame oil. And Mayasu Anche Madai, what about the people of Madai? Shein lam ela shemen agazim bavad, they only have nut oil. And Mayasu Anche Alexandria, what about the people of Alexandria in Egypt? Shein lam ela shemen snoinos, they only have radish oil. And Mayasu Anche Kapitkaya, what about these people? Shein lam loikach loikach, they don't have any type of oil, ela neft, that's all they have. Ela in lacha ela mashitiru shen bavad, the only thing you should go with is that which the earlier ones permitted, and that's what we had said in the Mishnah, Shit Sachamim, that we could use all sorts of oils, and even itron and even neft. Now, Tanu, we have a brass of Shemin Alazar Eimer, he tells us, Ema leken tsuri, no using tsuri, which is sap, because it's a type of sap that comes from a tree, and we know we can't light from things that come from trees. And now mentioning things that come from trees, we move right on to Halacha Gimel. The Mishnah says, Kol yotzei min ha'etz, anything that comes from a tree, emalikin bay, one is not allowed to use it as a wick, el pishtan, except for flax. Flax comes from a tree. The flax plant is basically a tree of sorts, and one is allowed to use flax for his wicks. If anything, it's very good to have linen wicks, but other sorts of fibers that come from trees are not allowed to be used, and we actually had mentioned this in the first Mishnah. Now, once we mentioned flax is coming from a tree, we continue with another din. The only thing that comes from a tree, they become tami tumas oil, is pishtan. We know that if we have a tent or a roof and there's tuma underneath it, for example, tumas meis, so anything underneath that same roof has become tame because it's all under the same roof as a tuma. However, the roof itself won't be tame. What the Mishnah just told us, though, is that the only roof that's made out of a tree that will be tame is pishtan. Namely, if the roof of the house or the tent is made out of flax or linen, which is basically pishtan, it's the same thing, so then it will be tame when there's tuma inside it. Another din, Pseilas HaBeged Shekipla, a wick made out of a beged, it's made out of cloth, that he had folded it, meaning he basically took a piece of cloth that's 3x3 finger breadths, and such a thing is considered chashav enough that it will be makabel tuma, but he was makapel it, he rolled it, or folded it, in order for it to be a wick, v'loy havava, but he didn't singe it, singeing the wick makes it easier to light it, so Reb Lezer says, tamea, it's tame, meaning if this cloth was tame beforehand, it's still tame, it hasn't lost its din as a beged, and if it's not tame just yet, it could still be makabel tuma, and one is not allowed to use it as a wick for Shabbos candles. And the Gemara tomorrow is going to explain that it's referring to when Yom Tif is Erev Shabbos. Whereas Rav Kiva says, Tahira, it's Tahar. If it used to be Tameh, him rolling it into a wick makes it lose its status as a baged, and it's Tahar. And even if it was never Tameh in the first place, it still loses its status as a baged, so it cannot become Tameh. That's why we're calling it Tahar. And Umad Likimba, one is allowed to light it. And the Gemara is going to explain this. We now quote the beginning of the Mishnah, Kol Yetzim and Eitz, Emad Likimba, El Pishtan, V'chulu, Amar Vashim Bar Yitzchak, he tells us, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, L'hala is ner tamid, to be male on ner tamid. This is talking about lighting the menorah in the Mishkan. And what do we learn from here? Shiaroi loymar, she'en l'cha oisa shal heves el pishtan bovad, v'cha war meshayer, that the only thing that makes a proper flame is pishtan, is linen. And we're getting this from the word in the pasuk of le'ha'alois, that the flame should be oile, it should go up, it should be a strong flame, and the only thing that makes a good, solid, strong flame is linen, and we know that that's actually what the wicks were made out of in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, they were made out of linen. Now, Tanu, we have a brayser, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, he tells us, Kol yetzim min ha'etz, anything that comes from a tree, ein bo mishum shalish ha'shalish. It does not have a din of shalish ha'shalish. Mizachem bo, one could use it as schach, chutz min ha'pishtan, except for flax. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, that a piece of cloth, which is 3x3 finger breadths, is considered chashuv, it's considered a beged. That's because either it could be used as a cloth, for example, for drying hands, or it could be used as a patch for a beged, and therefore it will be makabel tuma. And what we're saying over here is that this shear only applies to pishtan, to linen, and not to other types of cloth. Other types of cloth have to be bigger than 3x3 finger breadths. We know that usually the shear is 3x3 tfachim, not 3x3 etzbais. And Rabbi Yossi tells us, Asu oisai, they made it, meaning the chachamim determined that all other things that are yotzei min ha'etz, they treated them ka'avim harachim, like thick cloth and soft cloth. The Tanin we have a Mishnah tells us, ha'avim harachim, thick cloth and soft cloth, ein bahen mishum shalash ha'shalash, they do not have a din of shalash ha'shalash. If they're 3x3 finger breadths, they're not makabel tuma, they have to be much bigger. Now we're going to discuss the next end of the Mishnah, that the only roof or covering of a structure that could become tame tumas oil is pishtan, is linen. And the question is, where do we get this from? So Rabbi Blazer says, Minat Mishkan Lamdu. We learn it from the Mishkan. Dechsev because the pasuk says regarding the covering of the Mishkan, which was called oil, by the way, as a Mishkan Tasa Eser Yuez Shesh Mashzar, that the Mishkan shall be made out of 10 panels of Shesh Mashzar, which we know Shesh Mashzar means twisted linen. The question is, where do we see that in the Psukim? Uksiv because we have another pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel that tells us, Pari Pishtim Yu Al Raisham, that they should have beautiful or splendid headpieces of pishtim, this referring to the headgear that the Kahanim wore, and so we see that their headgear was made out of pishtim, out of linen, and at Lamad Shesh Mishesh, Vishesh Mipare, Upare Mipare, we learn all these words from each other, namely working backwards, this Pasuk in Yecheskel describes the Kohen's headgear as Pare Pishtim, we see that it's linen, now corresponding Pasuk in Shmois calls the Kohen's headgear Shesh, and that means the Shesh means linen, which means now we can understand that when the Mishkan is called Shesh Mashzar, that tells us that it's made out of linen. We also know from other Pesukim that tells us that we shall be metaher the oihel, which is referring to the covering of the Mishkan, that the only type of covering that could become tameh, which Mimela would need tahara, is something made out of linen. Now it happens to be that the Mishkan had other coverings as well, not just one made out of linen, and those coverings also could be makabel tuma. One of them was a hide from a kosher animal. So Gemara tells Reb Blazer asks, Ma'ale also is oil me'arbehim atmeya. What about if we have an oil, a roof covering, from the hide of a non-kosher animal, could that become tameh? And here's where the question is coming from. Vaksev, the Pasuk pasuk in regards to the Mishkan tells us, va'arez tchashim, the tachash skins, those were used as one of the coverings of the Mishkan. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechem, Rabbanon, they all argue about what the tachash was. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, tainun, it was a tainun, l'shem tzvay nikra, it was called because of its color, tainun means blue, and this tachash had a bluish hue to it, and it was actually a non-kosher animal. So we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a non-kosher animal could become tameh if it's the roof of a structure that has tumah in it. Chaf alf amad alf on top, Rabbi Nechem, he says, galkatinun, it's a galkatinun type animal, which is also a not-kosher animal, whereas Rabban Amr, the Rabban argue that no, min chayat ha-hayra, it was actually a kosher animal, ugdeil b'midbar, and it only lived in the midbar at that point in time when they were building the Mishkan, and Messiah Kai Demar Reb Elazar Reb Yossi, this is just like what Reb Elazar Reb Yossi said, and Reb Avo said b'shem Reb Shimon Lakish, who said b'shem Reb Meir, kimin chayat ha-hayra bar kadosh baruch hu l'moshe midbar, it was a certain type of chaya that was kosher, that Hashem created for Moshe in the midbar, kimin she'asa b'malchus ha-mishkan, and once it was used for the Mishkan, nignizah, it was hidden away, and we don't have it anymore. And that's what the tachash was, so it was a kosher animal according to Rabbanon, and therefore, at least according to them, the hide of a non-kosher animal is not able to be makabel toma if it's the roof of a structure. Now, just a little bit more about this tachash, Rav Avin Omar, Rav Avin says, Keresh Hayashma, its name was Keresh, and Tani Rabbi Shaya taught, the Chada Keren, it only had one horn. And where do we see this? So the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, V'sitav L'Hashem Mishar Par Makrin U'Mafres, and it should be good for Hashem, like a Shar Par, which literally means an ox bull, and Makrin Mafres literally means horned and hooved. But since the word makrin doesn't actually have a yud in it in the pasuk, it's just spelled mem kuf resh nun, we read it as follows, mi keren kasav rachmana, the Torah is writing mi keren from a horn. In other words, instead of reading it makrin, we read it mi keren, and that tells us there's this animal that only had one horn. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss begadim being tame and what size they have to be. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.